Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
You are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh my God! I mean, they...
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like
I know.
The ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS. It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS.
Listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show, and we have Amanda here today. Amanda Jane Lee. She's gonna be playing a couple of songs. Hey, Amanda, how are
Hi,
you?
Hi, how are you, Osvaldo?
Fine, thank you. So stick around. We're gonna have a kind of feminist show today.
Excellent.
Yeah, really cool.
Weighed it down by positions. Weighed it down by the gun. Weighted down by the river for you to come. who sucks. Were you darling? Oh, darling. While I was away, way too long, I went away to see an old friend of mine. Sister came over and she was out of her mind. She said, Jesus has a twin who don't know nothing about sin. She was half crazy, out of her mind. Weighted down by possessions, weighted down with a gun, weighted down by the river. You to come. Her light eyes were dancing. She is insane. Her brother says she's just a bitch on a golden chain. She keeps coming closer, saying I can feel it. Taking me home. Weighted down by possessions, I'm weighted down with my gun. I'm weighted down by the river for you to come.
Thank you. It's time to get weird. Weird 3 is a double-stage multi-city music marathon curated by Weird Canada, recently named by CBC Radio 3 as the best indie music website in the country. This traveling caravan features 19 emerging Canadian bands in an explosive happening of audible euphoria. Red Mass, Dirty Beaches, Gobble Gobble, Weird Visions, The Famines, Long Long Long, Hobo Cubes, Femininelli, Velvet Chrome, Feral Children, Silver Dapple, Ketamines, Makeout Videotape, Manic Attracts, Roll Mock, Needles Pins, and Babysitter. It's all going down Sunday, May 22nd at the Waldorf Hotel. Doors at 5:30, music starts at 6. Tickets are available from Zoo Shop on Main Street and online at wyrdiii.eventbrite.com.
Listening to 101.9 FM. This is the morning after show, and we started the show with a band called Slow Dive from the UK, from 1994. They were on Creation Records, and the song was 40 Days. And then we listened to a couple of cover songs. The first one by Cat Power, covering Schizophrenia from Sonic Youth. And the second was Jarbo, X1's, Jarbo and the Trepaners. They cover a Pixie song called Tame. Pretty cool. So we have Amanda here, Amanda Lee. And she's going to be performing on Thursday around 8 o'clock at the Tree Coffee House Cafe on Granville as part of the Tree series there. That our friend John Peoples puts on every Thursday and Friday. So you should check out all these singer-songwriters that are performing there. So Amanda is here and she's going to play a couple of songs. No?
Sure.
Some new songs?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yep.
What are we going to listen to?
I'll play a song called Voice Cries Out.
Which is the one that you enter for the...
That's right. I entered this one in this year's Shore FM singer-songwriter contest, and it's a great contest. I didn't make the shortlist, but a lot of really cool bands did, one of my favorite ones being The Matinee, a great sort of local rootsy Yelp country band. And, yeah, but it was... I decided to write something new for them. Some people entered material that they had already had made, and mm-hmm. I kind of wanted a standout song. So it's always a good idea for musicians to enter those sorts of contests and put themselves under those pressures. Sometimes you need that to sort of help the creativity. It can be scary,
uh-huh.
But to put those deadlines on yourself can be really great. There's studio deadlines, of course, and release dates and things like that, but contests kind of have an extra edge, and it kind of makes you feel excited to have something out there. And if you don't make a shortlist in one contest, just re-enter it in another one, and there you go. Just keep doing it.
Yeah. Cool. So this is a very beautiful song, actually, that we're going to listen. So...
Small prairie town, nothing going down. Drive by her yard of old tires. Nothing gets quite clean. Her face remains almost never seen, but a voice cries out to the night, cries out. This is her song that would not stay silent. This is her song, they would not stay silent. impatient for a change that never came. And strike like snake, she can't escape, he wins again. Curtains drawn, the TV on loud, such a shame. Trapped, she takes him on, it's just the same old song. But her voice cries out to the night, cries out. And this is her song that would not stay silent. This is her song that would not stay silent. Now a fire burns tonight in the yard of old tires. Neighbors standing on their porches, sleepy and surprised. Someone thinks to ask about the child standing at the side. But no voice cries out. The night hangs quiet. This is her song that would not stay silent. This is her fire that would not stay silent. This is her song that would not stay silent. Silent, silent.
Cool. It's a very beautiful song.
Thank you.
What's your inspiration?
I was thinking about, I grew up out in the country. It wasn't a prairie town, but definitely lots of farmland. My father was a farmer. And
Ontario?
In Ontario, mm-hmm. And that sort of sense of isolation, you know, there's often neighbors are pretty distant. And so it literally is a, you know, driving by someone's, you sort of get this glimpse and, you know, those houses that have the old cars up on blocks or a bunch of tires and just strewn all over and people, ugh. You know, this sort of judgment, but no real sense of what's going on. And you know, in a small town, those sorts of things that you do find out, you know, we would find out later that somebody's wife had been abused for years, and it would explain a lot of mysteries about her cowed behavior in public and things like that. And just how the sort of impact on a community to find that out and to find out it was so close to you. And on some level, you kind of knew. You did kind of know because things that weren't right in that yard. Yeah. Things weren't right with that child. And I guess sort of the song and the voice, what you hear. I used to live behind a bar and I used to decide whether or not to call the cops based on the noises all the time. Is that a scared sounding crying or a we're doing something bad kind of crying? I don't know. But it's your sort of your personal social community conscience, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So any other gigs happening besides stream?
No, I've got Trees coming up now. Right now I'm doing some demo work in studio, just sort of figuring out, mapping out some an EP that will be released in the fall. So I've got my my songs, about 8 songs, and sort of testing them out and figuring out which ones are going to make the cut and which ones aren't. So it's great.
Okay.
But I will keep you posted.
Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of music do you like, or what kind of music do you listen to, like when you wake up, you're like, let's listen to some music, or
for me, for listening to music, it really is all over the place, and I think that's something that a lot of people, I think that's what living in the digital age has given to so many people, is a sense of a breadth of genres. So it can be anything from you know, old rootsy sort of alt country stuff to like pop punk to you know. I would like to think that all of my musical taste is wonderful, but I admit to being guilty to just dancing around to dance music sometimes.
Yeah. You have your guilty pleasures.
I have my guilty pleasures. Everybody does. And so, yeah, like a Sunday morning might be Neil Young. It might be My Morning Jacket. It might be, you know, The Good Lovelies. It might be something like that. Maybe I'm gearing up to go for a run and it's something crazier, but usually... Okay. Depends on the situation.
Cool. Yeah. Let's listen to some good lovelies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love that.
Let the Rain Fall is the name of the CD. And the song Every Little Thing.
Every Little Thing.
Cool. Okay. Let's listen to that. And then we'll probably listen to a couple of more CDs and we'll be right back here. You're listening to 101.9 FM and this is the Morning After Show.
Class. She's good at sports, she'll make you laugh. You'll be fine as long as you can bear the cage. Oh, bye bye, bye bye. Hush, baby, don't you cry. Let go all the love that you have inside. Life's too short to try to hide it. Oh, baby, don't cry, my lady. For all the times you say goodbye, the world will be known by and by. So oh, bye-bye, we'll be right back. and be shown all the wonders of the world and be contented to know only some of the colors of the rainbow. How could I pick my favorite one? Oh, bye-bye, ooh, bye-bye. Hush, baby, don't you cry. Let go of love that you have inside. Life's too short to try to hide. And oh, baby, don't cry, my lady, for all the times you say goodbye. The world will be known by and by. So oh, bye-bye, ooh, bye-bye.
That was Marley Damon from Victoria. She's coming to town. Well, she comes to town pretty often, so catch her when she plays. I think she's playing Café du Soleil next week.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And before her, her song was Obuba. Kind of jazzy. Mm-hmm. Easy song, eh?
Yeah.
The CD is called Heart to Sky is the name of the CD. And then the Orwells, one of my favorite songs, Is It Too Late to Apologize, is the name of the song.
It's a great song.
Yeah. The EP is called The EP That We Love, The Orwells, and then we listen to The Good Lovelies. I don't know where they're from. Ontario, I think, no?
Yeah.
I think so. So we listen to Every Little Thing. Okay. And we should talk about the Urban Cultural Conference Awards. It's a conference that is happening on August 27 to 28. And actually, you can vote for a number of categories. So check out it's urbanculturalconference.com. You can see in the media category, there's college radio and there's CITR. So you can vote for CITR, which is in first place right now by number of votes, actually, mm-hmm. more than 100.
It's so, got a good strong lead.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. So I guess CITR is going to win. You can also vote for the local magazine to Discorder magazine. It's actually trailing in fourth place and only 6 votes away from Abort magazine, which is the punk heavy metal.
Right. Yeah.
So you can vote for Discorder there. And also in the blogs, in the music blog, there's Van Music, which is in second place, tied with Thorny Bleeder. So it's actually a neck-to-neck.
Right up there.
Array. So if you want to vote for Van Music, it's on the music blog categories. And, well, there's a bunch of...
When can you vote until?
I think it's on this month.
Yeah,
they will announce the finalist June 1st. Mm-hmm. And on the best rock artist or band, Mariana Trench is leading the way. Mm. Andrew Conroy, second place. Say the Whale, third place. Hot Heat, fourth place. Black Mountain, The Solas, Mother versus The Nothing. Yeah, lots of bands.
I love Black Mountain.
Yeah, cool. So you can vote for your favorite band. There's also a reggae category, metal category, electronic category, soca, punk. Yeah, let's do a little vote here in the punk category. It's fun.
DOA is leading.
Yeah. These are my friends. I won't tell you who I voted.
Oh, okay.
So it's not biased.
Confidential.
But yeah, vote for CITR and Discorder, and vote for Band Music too. Yeah. So let's listen to another song, no?
Sure.
If you like what Amanda's playing, she's going to be performing at the Trees Coffee House on Thursday.
Yep.
Around 8 o'clock.
Thursday, 8 p.m., Granville and Pender. There's also Sarah Numata and the Tree Shepherds.
The Tree Shepherds.
Yeah, so some really good sort of folk music there. I was listening to their stuff online. They sound really great, and Sarah's stuff too. So 8 to 10 at Trees Organic Coffee House, Granville and Pender.
Cool. So what are you going to play now?
This is a song called Tracks.
Tracks? Mm-hmm. Okay. And this is the first time you're on the radio, actually, so it's...
Yeah.
World premiere of the song.
World premiere. Woo-hoo.
Cool. We like that here.
Which way to take? You held your feelings close, and a secret you would break my heart with later that day. I followed you and looked around. We talked about desultory things, pretended all was fine. Held each branch back carefully, but inside all was fire. Inside all was fire. You found me across the crowded dance floor. You lost me in a basement room on a cold winter night. You found me in a private Scotch lounge in a van in Amsterdam. You lost me. Our tracks to follow where we'd been. I thought of all our lost and founds. Snow drifted all around, and slowly we began to lose the light. That night when you came clean to me, it hit me hard. But still I just pretended all was fine. I let you kiss me tenderly, but inside all was fire. Inside all was fire. You found me across the crowded dance floor. You lost me in a basement room on a cold winter night. You found me in a private Scotch lounge in a van in Amsterdam. You lost me. Still dark woods, the snow fell in the evidence of you and me. Well, underneath the white so deep, our tracks remain. No amount of covering denies that still we lived, we loved, we were. We lived, we loved, we were. We live, we love, we are. They found me in a wild night, hot until the dawn. You lost me down a long distance telephone line. You found me across a crowded dance floor. You lost me.
Cool.
Thanks.
There's some people saying here that, let's see. Okay, hold on. Just put some
Afro
Cuban music there in the back.
Right on.
Courtesy of Chico Man. Yeah, beautiful song.
Thank you.
So people are saying such a soothing voice, soft and sweet. So have a couple of fans there.
Aww.
Yeah, really
that's
cool.
Nice.
So check her out. She's going to be playing Thursday at Tris Cafe, 8 o'clock. And any other concerts that you know of?
Not coming up. I have a few things in the works, but I'll let you know.
Okay, but not for you, but for your friends, bands that you like, that you want to recommend people. I know the Weird Festival is happening in Waldorf, May 22.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be weird.
I went to see Christina Maria recently. She was only in town very briefly, and for anyone that hasn't checked out her music, she's from here locally, lives in Switzerland now, I believe, but she did a great show at the Biltmore.
Oh, yeah? So, I'll have her CD.
Christina Maria?
Yeah?
No.
Ah, no, this is Christina Martin.
Almost,
sorry.
Yeah. But not quite.
Yeah, different Christina.
Yeah, I noticed the Biltmore has some really good shows coming up soon. The Mountain Goats are coming up sometime. They're one of my favorite bands.
Uh-huh.
They're really fun. I don't know how to describe them. Rock-a-punk-a country rootsy.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Where are they from?
They're from the States. I hesitate to say possibly Virginia. The Mountain Goats, someone recommended them to me when I was in the middle of a bad breakup and said, oh, there's this great song, it's really sad, and it's called No Children. And I listened to it, and it was the most horrific song ever. It's not sad, it's totally screw you. It was awesome.
It's That's funny.
So many great lyrics. They are coming down with us, hand an unlovable hand, and I hope you die. I hope we both die. Yeah, it's great. Going through a bad breakup, Mountain Goats, No Children.
Yeah, kind of Greek tragedy there.
Totally. Yeah. Okay. Epic.
Joyce Collingwood's playing on May 20th. When is May 20th? Is this Friday?
Oh, yeah, that's coming up.
This Friday, no?
Yep. Let me just check.
They're playing with Battle Snakes and Keep Tidy. Punk rock band, and there's gonna be a little documentary screening and stuff that's happening at the Media Club this Friday.
Cool. What time?
Yeah, 8:30 is the doors. Yeah.
Awesome.
And yeah, if you haven't checked out Joyce Collingwood, this is a really energetic all women band. Now that we're like in
Fast and Furious.
Yeah, really cool. So they're playing at this Friday. Also, this Friday, the Hidden Towers are playing at the Railway.
Oh, cool.
They're pretty energetic, too. They're playing with Anti-Party and the Brass Action and Quite Testy. A lot of new bands all the time here in Vancouver, I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
What else is happening? Guitar Wolf is coming to the Biltmore Cabaret.
Oh, yeah. I was looking at that picture the other day on a billboard. Pretty badass.
Yes, the Biltmore Cabaret, Guitar Wolf, May 25. What else? Killing Joke. I don't know, that's May 24th at the Rickshaw Theater. What else? Let's see what else there's happening. Guilty About Girls, they're coming in June. Well, they're actually from here.
Mm-hmm.
They're playing with Sex with Strangers and Young Pacific at the venue June 3rd. That's going to be a really cool show, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Brendan Perry and Robin Guthrie are coming also to the venue. on June 9. Brendan Perry is from Dead Can Dance.
Oh.
4AD band. Like, really, really beautiful. Mm-hmm. And Robin Guthrie is from the Cocteau Twins.
Also, oh, no way.
4AD, really nice.
Way back.
Beautiful music. I'm dying to go to that concert for sure.
Cool.
So that's happening June 9. And actually, I would like to interview them.
No? Yeah.
Pretty interesting people.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. So that's some of the concerts happening around town. The Greenhorns are coming, actually today, the Greenhorns are coming today at the venue. So Bryce was going to give away tickets, but I don't know if he managed to do that. So maybe we should give away a couple of tickets. We'll tell you. Telephone number here is 822-2487, 822-2487, 822-CITR. Let's listen then to... What are we going to listen to? Oh, I know. Let's listen to Le Tigre. There was a documentary presented by Doxa, the film festival that just happened. So I made a review for this documentary about Le Tigre. It's called Who Took the Bump? Yeah, and really like Le Tigre.
Oh, they're awesome.
I really like Kathleen Hanna. They have little...
And such different sounds, all of their albums. And, you know, you can take two songs and play one back to back, and their style comes through, but they're all over in terms of what they mix up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and it's a pretty fun documentary. I think it's going to come out on DVD soon, so check it out, because it has live footage from Berlin. And then we'll be right back.
Is the way that we run. The North by Northeast Festival, music, film, and interactive, takes over Toronto once again June 13th to 19th. North by Northeast showcases the best new music from around the world. Rock, hip-hop, punk, country, blues, electronica, singer-songwriter, and more. It's your chance to catch breakout performances from tomorrow's stars. 7 days, 50 stages, over 650 bands, plus 40 great music-related films. All this for just $50. Wristbands are on sale. Check nxne.com for details. Also available, passes that get you into the clubs first and into North by Northeast's groundbreaking interactive media conference. You want more? North by Northeast also rocks the heart of Toronto with 4 nights of massive free outdoor concerts. Visit nxne.com for tickets and up-to-the-minute festival info. North by Northeast, celebrating 17 years of great music.
Yeah, so that was Le Tigre. The song was Hot Topic. Let's listen to Synthcake, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a cool band from...
Local band.
Local bands. And they're going to be coming to the show to play here at the Morning After show, I think June 7.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so a couple of weeks from now. Let's listen to that and we'll be right back. You're listening to 101.9 FM.
Musicophilia.
This is the guys I was talking about, the sheepdogs.
Musicophilia. Musicophilia.
So that was Synth Cake. Vancouver band. Lots of Vancouver bands. Probably next show, Aunts and Uncles are going to be playing here in the show, talking about local bands.
Cool.
And the Waldorf also has this Tropidelica. Tropidelica, the Waldorf.
Mm-hmm.
That's May 27. Uproot Andy is going to be performing that day. Really cool. It's going to be like kind of like Latin dancing.
Fun.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And on May 28, if everything goes well, the Electric Owl is going to be opening. And they have triple exclamation mark playing. You know that band? It's just triple exclamation.
Oh, yeah. I haven't heard them, though, but I've seen it.
I don't know how would you pronounce that one, you know?
Wow!
Yeah.
Just a really happy noise.
Yeah. So the Electric Owl is a new venue opening at the American Hotel. You remember that scrubby hotel in front of the Cobalt?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. So okay. They closed it because of
scrubbiness,
illegal activities. But now they remodel everything, so it's going to be a really cool venue.
Oh, that's great. They'll be right across, like, by each other.
Yeah, it's almost like 200 people that you can fit there, maybe. If they give them the permit, the license, mm-hmm. it's going to expand, have like a
we
nice...
We could have a little music strip there. They could convert the Ivanhoe.
Yeah.
Kick out all the people in there selling illegal goods and make into a venue too.
Yeah. Well, the Ivanhoe sometimes has like a blues band and like these old guys that play there.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. It's strange.
Yeah.
But yeah. So, what else? Let's play some Andrea Ramolo, no? This girl is from Toronto, and we'll be right back.
Of you, man, but you don't seem to have the time for me. So I bang loudly on my drum, hoping you will give me some. Don't roll your eyes at vulnerability. Let the walls keep coming down, keep coming down. Oh, moment of despair, it's you and I, our flesh, our bones, our teeth. So let's meet somewhere in between the garbage dumps and fields of green. And now wait till we're buried deep beneath. Let the walls keep coming down, keep coming down. draw blood to pass the time. The nail is but the music of the streets. What if voices stop the guns? Mothers kept her righteous sons. Communications, what will hail defeat? Let the walls keep coming down, keep coming.
Yeah, so that was Andrea Ramolo from Toronto. So, the Sheepdogs.
The Sheepdogs.
What's happening with the Sheepdogs?
The Sheepdogs, they're going to crash the girl party, and we're going to play some guy music now because I have a love for the Sheepdogs. They're a Saskatoon band, and they're in the finals for the Rolling Stone cover contest. So they made it to the third round, and there's four. And you can go to the Rolling Stone site and vote for them. Their music is awesome. And they get to play at Bonnaroo, which is a huge four-day music festival in Tennessee on a farm where some huge acts have played. Fish and Neil Young and Pearl Jam. And yeah, so they're the only Canadians in it.
The only Canadians.
From Saskatoon to boot. Not Toronto, not Montreal or Vancouver. Saskatooners.
Yeah.
And so I think we should give them a little play and encourage everyone to go over there and vote.
Okay.
For our Sheepdogs.
Let's listen to the Sheepdogs from Saskatoon.
I don't know.
So those were the Sheepdogs.
And to vote for them, go to www.rollingstone.com/choosethecover.
Yeah. And also remember to vote for all of us in the Urban Culture Awards for CITR and Discorder and music and your favorite artists. And they have also like photographers and
lots of art stuff.
Skateboarders, snowboarders.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, everything has to do with urban culture.
Yeah.
It's their food too and stuff.
Yeah. Like that.
What else? Well, your gig on Thursday.
Yep.
Then Media Club on Friday. Saturday. What do we have on Saturday?
Joyce Collin. No. Nope.
Joyce Collin. What is Friday?
I don't know. You have to check out. Well, the Living Dead. The Living Dead Beats are playing on the Funky Winker Beans. That's on Saturday. What else? Electro Tropical World Beat Dance Party at the Backstage Lounge. If you want to go party, that's also on Saturday. Like dancing and stuff. So, something that's happening this weekend. So, yeah. Well, thanks for coming, Amanda.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, thanks for sharing your songs.
You're welcome.
Here. And I guess we'll say goodbye. Remember that if you miss the show, you can always podcast it at www.citr.ca. There's all the shows. Every show is cool. So we have a lot of live music and really cool independent Vancouver music. So yeah, support your local scene here. No, how do you find the local scene here? In your experience?
It's good. I think it's growing. There's a lot more, you know, with stations popping up and venues opening. You know, the Red Room is doing the West Coast Pop too, and promoting some good local bands. It's sort of, you know, it's tough because there's so many talented musicians and there's only so many venues right now, so hopefully that will open up and you know, in the digital age you can kind of get your stuff out there, but it's hard to go from that one level of playing a bit to really getting out there and having regular gigs. You know, the spaces are really good about having people in, but I think that will hopefully grow and expand.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, so Ashley's here with What Pink Sounds Like. So if you haven't had enough of a female artist, you're going to get another hour of female singers, songwriters, and musicians and stuff. So let's leave you with Kelarisa. She's another busy woman here from Vancouver. And I'll see you next week. Maybe Aunts and Uncles is going to be playing. Just yet to confirm. Yeah.